Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now, as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Sure, we've all heard the description, the adage, "Money is the root of all evil," and we seem to have a couple of scripture passages that seem to support that. In the gospel reading we just heard, here is a man in the crowd listening to Jesus teach about the good news, but all he wants Jesus to do is to force his brother to give him a share of the inheritance of their father. And then in our first reading as well from the book of Ecclesiastes, "Here is one who has labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who has not labored over it, he must leave property." In other words, he's describing the same situation. Someone who has labored all their life and has amassed some sort of an estate or wealth or property, and now has to turn and leave it to someone who's done nothing to earn it. But here's the thing. Money in and of itself is not the root of all evil. In fact, in the first letter to Timothy, it reads, "For the love of money is the root of all evils. And some people, in their desire for it, have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains." Love of money. Wanting to try to accumulate as much money, as much stuff, that is the problem. When it becomes an inordinate desire for money, or for anything else for that matter, that is the description of the vice of lust. And the reason why this is problematic in our life is it puts money as the focus of our life instead of the God who loved us before we were born. It gets in the way of keeping God as the center of our life. And it gets in the way of the love that we are supposed to share our neighbor. St. Paul tells us in today's second reading, "If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God." Set aside whatever may be getting in the way of your relationship with God, St. Paul tells us, and look to the things of heaven, Because after all, that's what we were created to do, to strive for eternal life in heaven. So in the parable, Jesus told us, what should have that rich landowner had done? He should have acknowledged the gift of that bountiful harvest as a gift from a heavenly Father who loves him. He should have given thanks for that gift, and then he should have shared it in justice with his neighbors. I hope that sounds familiar, because that is the tenets of Christian stewardship. Everything we have has been given to us by a God who loves us. We are stewards of what we have. We are to care for God's creation, and especially for that which what he gives to us. We are to give thanks to God for all the blessings he has given us. And then we are to share it in justice with our neighbor, most especially those who are without. We are truly blessed. We are truly blessed, not only here in this parish family, but also in our nation. And there are people throughout the world who are struggling to feed their families, are struggling to find clean water, adequate housing. These are the ones that we are supposed to be reaching out to and sharing in justice all what God has given to us. As I mentioned in the introduction today, we'll have an opportunity to support the ministry of the School Sisters of St. Francis as they reach out to the poor and the neglected in areas such as Central America, in India, in Europe, and even here in the United States. God wants us to return the love that he has shown us by loving our neighbor. Whenever we do so, we become more and more like children of the living God. That is our destiny as baptized Christians, and it is our duty. And so, as we continue this celebration of the Eucharist, may we examine our hearts to see what is getting in the way of loving God and loving our neighbor, and asking the Holy Spirit for whatever graces we need to set that aside so that we may fulfill Jesus' commandment of love God and love your neighbor.